Walker's budget would set aside $181 million in new state money for the UW and give the university more flexibility to decide how to spend it. System President Kevin Riley told the legislature's budget committee it would help more students graduate and keep tuition low.
If the governor's proposed budget passes as is, we could see the lowest tuition increases in the UW in a decade, which would clearly be welcome news to our 180,000-plus students and their families.
But lawmakers from both parties asked Riley whether he'd go a step further and embrace a tuition cap in state law. Racine Democrat Corey Mason said college debt was burdening students.
We're in the midst of a rough economy, and the jobs that are out there are tough. To walk out with tens of thousands of dollars in debt is a real burden.
And Brookfield Republican Dale Coinga told Riley tuition was burdening students' families.
There's families struggling in Wisconsin, and a lot of those families that are struggling have students in UW-Madison.
But Riley cautioned against a cap, arguing that funding cuts in the previous two budgets had left salaries at the UW far behind competing universities.
I'd urge the state not to put a cap back on at a point right where you've determined you want to give us some flexibility so we can operate efficiently. And then the first thing out of the box, you know, when we have the new flexibility is to say, okay, we're going to cap you.
Riley said another factor in student debt was funding for state higher ed grants, which is held largely flat in the governor's budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.